Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 19th, and this is Sentinel Today from the Daily Sentinel. Join us on weekdays for local news, events, history, and so much more. This episode was brought to you in part by Bank of Utica, in a league all of their own. Today, Mayor Lanigan hosted his inaugural town hall Q&A at City Hall, drawing a crowd of approximately 80 residents. Before we jump in, here are a few other stories that you should know about. A Utica man has been sentenced to 22 years to life in state prison for killing his friend and dragging the body to his bathtub. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for much of the region. The advisory lasts through Thursday. New Hartford Superintendent Cosimo Tangora Jr. has announced his plans to retire and resign from his position. More on that later. For more on all of these stories, visit yoursentinel.com. Now, our feature story. Mayor Lanigan hosted his inaugural town hall Q&A at City Hall, drawing a crowd of approximately 80 residents. City department heads joined him on the panel, each providing updates on current and upcoming projects in Rome. The session, designed to be a quarterly event, began with an introduction from each department head. They offered insights into various initiatives and developments in the city. This segment lasted about an hour and a half. Topics ranged from homelessness to trash collection and street maintenance. One pressing issue addressed was homelessness, particularly along the Mohawk River Trail. Mayor Lanigan emphasized that homelessness is a widespread issue, not confined to Rome. He detailed the proactive measures taken by the city's police department, which include responding to complaints, breaking up encampments, and offering access to social services. Lanigan assured residents that efforts are ongoing to prevent encampments from being established along the trail or in residential areas. Next, a question about the lack of traffic lines on certain streets, such as Lower South James Street, was raised. Mayor Lanigan explained that the city previously sold its line painting truck, which was believed to be beyond repair. Consequently, the city now outsources line painting, leading to delays due to scheduling with other agencies. Department of Public Works Commissioner Joseph Giuliano added that even with their own equipment, it would take 23 years to paint every street in the city. Regarding the new garbage collection contract, officials stated that Bliss Environmental Services is currently operating on a month-to-month basis after taking over from Controlled Waste Systems in March. To avoid past mistakes, the city is meticulously working on the new contract's language, aiming to put it out for bid in the fall and implement it in the new year. In total, Mayor Lanigan addressed 10 pre-submitted questions and two spontaneous ones from the audience. Some concerns had to be deferred because they involved non-city-owned properties. For instance, the dog park on West Chestnut Street is leased by the city, with the property owner responsible for maintenance. Mayor Lanigan and his department heads committed to liaising with county, state, and private property owners to address citizens' concerns. Before we continue, a quick message.
The Sentinel Premium Golf Pass has arrived. At only $99, the Golf Pass grants you access to 16 of the best golf courses in the Mohawk Valley. Head over to premiumgolfpass.com for a full list of courses and grab yours today.
Next, New Hartford Superintendent Cosimo Tangora Jr. has announced his plans to retire and resign from his position. Tangora made this announcement during the Board of Education meeting held on Tuesday, June 18th. His resignation will be effective as of March 4th, 2025, and the board has accepted his decision. He expressed that his tenure with the New Hartford Central School District has been both personally and professionally rewarding. He highlighted the opportunity to work with knowledgeable educators and a remarkable student body, feeling privileged to conclude his career with the district. Looking ahead, Tangora stated he will collaborate with the school board, leadership team, and community in the search for a new superintendent. Tangora's career in education spans several roles, including teacher, administrator, and deputy commissioner of education for the state of New York. He began his role with the New Hartford Central School District in July 2021, following the departure of former Superintendent Robert Knoll in April 2021. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. For more on all of these stories, visit us at yoursentinel.com or click the link in our show notes. Also, right now you can subscribe and get unlimited digital access for just $1 per week. Learn more at yoursentinel.com/subscribe.